It's gonna be another fast one at the Asteroid Classic. Cool 1500!
Now let's see if Cal can get his mojo back. We have less than 100 meters.
Oh, this is so exciting. Is that a new supplement used by the corpse?
Come on, Cynthia. Mojo is an old world slang.
Oh, and you know what else is old world and timeless? Loosing and winning.
That's second for Cal. That ain't gonna help the reigning world champ.
The Flash can't remember a time before. This is only a hallucination, induced from stress. The body does not keep score.
Again? You're making a shitting fool of us!
The Flash can't remember a time before. This is only a hallucination, induced from stress. The body does not keep score.
Ooh, hot, 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 hot! That was a fast race! 302! 302! Third? What's going on? I think only Krauser can follow up a performance like that. Shit!
You're telling me they broke you at 200 to go? I'm not chromed out in the dome, bro. You gave up. How hard do we have to beat you to get it through your head? This ain't a game. This shit is...
I have taken the liberty of upping your anxiety medication.
The world champs! Now this is where the money is made.
First, you have to do it. You have to. You want to be free, right? Damn.
Damn, damn, damn!
Who's it gonna be? Mad Dog, Crab, Mad Dog, Sergey, Trent!
Oh my god, Remy! The truth! The truth!
Remy coming in like a check
hook! Playing possum no longer, with a kick like a haymaker!
Fifth place, Cal. I may call you Cal, correct? I look the psych up and down from the recline of the sofa. He's a thin man, pale as a worm, dressed in a sable, tightly fitting suit. The man looks something like a modern-day Grim Reaper, accentuated even more so by the black glasses that seem to suck all light within them. It reminds me of the cavities in a skull. The place where eyes should be. Call me whatever you like, I say, running my fingers along the red material of the couch. The room is white, always white, windowless with only furniture and some modern art. A constantly dripping graphic, blood red, like the furniture on which we sit. Good. You can call me Vivek. Now, I know your usual psych is absent today, but I hope you will feel comfortable enough to open up with me. I grunt. Good, good, Cal. This was your worst season. Now, I'm not here to lecture you, judging from the amount of time the brickheads have visited you. I do not think you're in need of that. I want to know what it is that's going on in that dome of yours. I rub my eyes, finding a convenient way to cover my face, to not be seen. Cal? Vivek asks. He repeats my name once, twice, and then changes tactics. Verdi Inc. has taken the liberty of downloading reports from your Meg.
What? They had no right, I say, snapping up in my seat. My eyes are rimmed red, my hands quiver, and I can't quite figure out why.
Contraire, Cal. You, in everything you do, belongs to Verdi Inc. What you say, they hear. What you desire, they have. What you feel, so do they.
I flush, thinking of Emmy, thinking of our escapes into the Ankh. I already suspected what Vivek confirmed, but it didn't reduce my indignation in the least. Is it not enough that I'm here? That I'm their shitting slave? I yell, springing to my feet. Overhead, the cam drone swivels, relaying every bit of my outrage.
Cal, Vivek says coolly, why don't you sit? You'll alarm your case lead, and then...
He needn't say any more. We both knew what would happen in that case, and whose blood would be spilt. I sit, defeated.
Good, Cal. Now I'm on your side. I really am. And if you won't talk, well, then I will.
My lips are drawn thin, my shoulders hunched.
That's fine, Cal. I have reasons to believe your recent losses aren't related to any lack of efforts, but are the result of pain. Unbearable pain.
My face remains placid, stony, and with hard edges.
I believe you're experiencing general somatic hallucinations, which it seems to be triggering a balalaic response in you.
The hell is that?
It's when you hear or repetitively use words.
Does that sound correct? I say nothing, but the blood draining from my face says it well enough.
Vivek smiles and nods, like a fox. Do you remember her abortion? Your abortion? And now you live a life you can't escape?
I can't explain it, and I can't stop it. I suppose there's power in naming things, because tears instantly roll from my eyes as I slump into that crimson couch. Uncontrollable sobbing racking my body in a fit of trembles, so much so, I nearly miss what comes next.
Cal, what if I offered you a way out?